I just realized that I too have a story of fertilizer to flowers. I thought I would come tonight to speak about spiritual gifts, one of which I received on Saturday. For those of you who don't know, I broke my arm on Saturday. And I sold this at consideration as a love letter to Sunrise Ranch. I'll tell you a little bit about what happened. They bought it. So I was expecting to tell a story about, you know, the bear and the orphan camp, and I threw my body, and then I was telling that to Justin, and he said, "How about you were mugged at the farmer's market, you know, and risked life and limb to protect the Sunrise Ranch money box?" Truth of the matter is, it's another in what I assume is a long line of Frisbee-related tragedies. I was playing Frisbee golf up in Estes Park, and by the way, Frisbee golf, for all you parents out there, best parent-child experience there is, because you're wandering around out in nature, you got this goofy little game you're playing, everyone can be good at it, and then you've got this beautiful way to share. But I was doing that with my son, who has been gone for the whole winter, and it's the first time I've seen him in 7 months. And we get together, and I'm up there for half an hour, and I'm in the rough. It's a beautiful course, by the way, unbelievably elegant, through the mountains, heavily wooded, which is awesome because the trees are always batting all the Frisbees down, so everybody's equalized. But I had this great throw to throw out of the rough, big one. I usually throw forehand, which is within my body range. This time I was experimenting with a big backhand. Well, I gave it everything I had, and a 2-foot diameter pine tree was right behind me out of my field of vision, hit it with every ounce of strength I have, fell to the ground. My son came running over, said, "Are you all right?" And I said, so typical, the type of thing I would say, I said, "I think I might be done for today." But anyway, we go off to the emergency room, and we have to wait while the Domino's pizza guy's in front of us, and they're settling with the pizza guy, and then we go in, and if you haven't lived till you've had your arm x-rayed without painkillers, broken, when he's like, "Okay, now this position, now that one," and he's raising it and lowering it. Anyway, went through that whole experience, came back to the ranch, unable to sleep, unable to function. The first thing I did was to go to FSE on Monday, and I have to apologize to those of you who had to listen to the moan fest, because I was feeling all loss. I was feeling, I'm an artist, I can't paint, I'm working on the farm, I can't do the farm work, I drive a stick shift, I can't drive my car, I'm working out, I can't work out anymore, I do, you know, yoga with Courtney, I'm going to do Qigong with Logan, it's like everything's over. I just saw my life grind to a halt. So I apologize to those of you who sat through that. But then came the gift. And the first gift was, I thought, I'm a creative person and I want to contribute. And I have to find a new way to do that. And so here I am standing at this podium, and I thought, oh, I would love to contribute sometime at a service or something, but I'm so busy and I'll never get around to it, or what would my material be? Well, I even have a visual shtick. I mean, you know, if you're going to do public speaking, you know. So I put it together, and I thought, okay, well, then my creativity can flow here. And it's inspired by the creator being vision of the Sunrise Ranch and all the teachings that we're all working with. And so that was gift number one. And then gift number two, which is so much more profound, was coming back to the ranch with this injury and walking through this campus and having everyone come up to me with love. And like Chris and Christopher drop into my house on Sunday. That was so awesome. It was like being in high school, something like, "Dude, you broke your arm." I'm lying there in bed. You know, everyone's been healing me. I've had a Reiki session with Anita. I've had a gorgeous attunement with Carolyn, where she just worked on the injury. Logan and I are going to work together in Shiatsu. Uma's offered me her car. It is everything I ever imagined living in an intentional spiritual community could be. And it became such a deeper appreciation for me that I just want to thank you one and all and just say how lucky we all are to be here and to be part of a big family and to have everyone know us and have everyone support us and to walk around together as a gorgeous team. So thank you all so incredibly much. JJ, we're gonna work together. Thank you so much, and thank you all. And emails have been, it's really amazing. Just been incredibly profound. So thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, Melissa is gonna have another gorgeous story of the gift of caring for a one-armed person. That's gonna be coming up some other week. Stay tuned.